The Lord be with you.
Yes,
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert for 40 days to be tested by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and when they were over, he was hungry. And the devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread." And Jesus answered, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone." And then he took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a single instant. And the devil said to him, "I shall give to you all this power and glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I may give it to whomever I wish. All this will be yours if you worship me." Jesus said in reply, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve." And then he led him to Jerusalem and made him stand on the parapet of the temple, and he said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him in reply, "It also says, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." And when the devil had finished every testing, he departed from him for a time. The Gospel of the Lord. This gospel reading comes from the book of Luke about what we call the temptation or the testing of Jesus in the desert. It's also found in chapter 4 in Matthew, and very, very briefly, just a few verses in Mark, in chapter 1 in Mark. Now, that's of slight interest to those of you who are doing Bible study, since we know that Matthew and Luke use Mark as a primary source for their stories of their gospel, yet Mark appears not to have any detail about the testing of Jesus. Therefore, Luke and Matthew had to find this remembrance of Jesus from another source. Now, that raises some very interesting questions for those of you who are doing Bible study. Jesus is led by the Spirit into the desert. The evangelist wants us to remember the people of Israel were led into the desert for 40 years, Jesus for 40 days. And they were led into the desert in the Exodus, so that in the desert experience, they would be shaped and formed and confirmed in their identity as a covenant people. The evangelist wants you to remember that. Now, Jesus is led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tested for 40 days to confirm his identity, to witness his humanity. And the devil, in testing him, wants him to deny his humanity and to witness his divinity. Interestingly, the only one that quotes scripture to Jesus in the life of Christ is the devil. So not everybody who is quoting scripture is moved by the Spirit. It's kind of interesting. He quotes there, throw yourself off the mountain, the angels. That's from Psalm 91. Jesus quotes scripture back to him, and his scripture passages are taken from the book of Deuteronomy, part of the Torah, the fifth book of the Jewish scripture, and he quotes from chapter 6 and chapter 8, if you're looking this up. Jesus confirms his humanity in the three great testings or temptations. The first one has to do with bread. Turn these stones into bread to satisfy your hunger. And Jesus says, not on bread alone does man live, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. That's from Deuteronomy. Takes him onto a high place and shows him all the kingdoms of the world. And of course, Satan, being the father of lies, any promise that Satan makes to you in your life is Faustian. Remember Faust? The Faustian bargain is a bad bargain. And he says, I can give you all of these. And Jesus says, this is not the meaning of life. And now he quotes again from Deuteronomy. You shall worship the Lord your God, not the things of the world, and him alone shall you worship. And then he takes him to the parapet of the temple and he says, throw yourself off here, for the angels, Psalm 91, will hold you up. Jesus said, do not put your God to the test. And the devil leaves him. Interesting, Mark is the only one that says, when the devil leaves him, angels come and minister to him. That's a very beautiful nuance. It's found only one other place, and that's in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus goes through his agony, and he finishes his agony, the angel minister to him. It's kind of interesting. I've always found that touching, that the angel comes to minister to Jesus. What does this mean to us? I went back and I read something from the 1300s. Way back in the year 1300 in Florence, the church was in greater disarray. Political life was conflicted. And Dante's personal life was in crisis. His marriage was unhappy, and he still carried Beatrice, his beloved person who had died many years before. He still carries her in his heart, yearning for her. He's in this darkness, and in his Divine Comedy begins by saying, he enters a darkened forest. The sign of real darkness now, entering into a wilderness, seeking the meaning of life. He calls it the straight path. He has lost the straight path. He has lost the real meaning of life. He's in chaos. He's in darkness. And he enters a darkened forest, and he's confronted by three animals who represent the temptations of Christ. First, the lion, symbolic of power. Turn these stones into bread. Be powerful. Don't be human. The second one, the she-wolf, the symbol of greed. I will give you all these things if you make a Faustian bargain. You renounce God. A. You can conquer the stock market. You can get the biggest house. You can do everything you want. I'll give you all these things, the devil says. And the third one, throw yourself off, The third animal, the leopard, the symbol of pride. I will make you look powerful. And all of this happens in Dante's life, and he learns that to confront these temptations, he must first go down and he must embrace his humanity. He must go to hell. Actually, down into the ninth circle of hell. Interestingly, he cannot do it alone. So he gets Virgil, one of his great heroes, the poet Virgil, becomes his companion. Interestingly, until he gets to paradise, and then Beatrice, the woman, becomes his companion in paradise. It's kind of interesting. I'm looking forward to paradise, you know. But I have Virgil for the moment, and that's fine. So he goes through this enormously beautiful journey, the most moving thing, you know. What does this mean to us? In our Lenten journey, what does this mean to us? Honestly, it's so beautiful. Listen to God's word here. Don't renounce your humanity. Your humanity is holy. Listen to your humanity. Let the Spirit lead you to confirm you as human. To be human is to be holy. But listen to the manner in which you respond to your humanity and to your temptations. We can look around us. Do you see an intoxication for power in politics, in business, in the church, in your own life? Do you see a sense of pride, your reputation in business, in politics, your reputation, how you worry about what other people think about you? Do you covet things in your life? Is there greed? God, will we live in a culture of greed? We're going to hear these days about Together in Mission, and we're going to say, well, when is enough enough? When do I have enough to really change the world around me? Or am I caught in a culture of greed? It's all there. Do not deny your humanity. Sanctify your humanity. Listen to the words of Jesus when he says, you do not live on bread alone, but the word which comes from the mouth of God. Let the word of God lead you in the holiness of your humanity. Know that all the things of the world will not satisfy you. Worship God and God alone. And in your journey of Lent, do not put God's goodness, God's generosity, God's blessing, God's grace in your life. Do not test your God. Be grateful. The teaching of Jesus in the desert. He will be human. There's a marvelous passage in chapter 4 in St. Paul's letter to the Philippians where he says, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped, but rather he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of man. Be human. It's beautiful. And let the Word of God and the Spirit uplift you in all your humanity.